It's a privilege to be able to join you this morning. I pray God will speak to us. I want us to look at one particular phrase from Luke chapter 16. We have the passage of the unrighteous steward. I'm not going to go into that passage. Let's just look at one particular phrase from verse 9. I'll read the verse and then we'll go into that phrase. And I say to you, make friends for yourself by means of the wealth of unrighteousness, so that when it fails, they will receive you into the eternal dwellings. They will receive you into the eternal dwellings when it fails. When it fails, when what fails? When wealth fails, when money fails. Nobody thinks that money will fail. Nobody thinks that wealth will fail until it fails. COVID was a great reminder to the whole world that money fails, wealth fails. There are a lot of people with wealth and money that could not make a difference for that. They came to the end of the rope with money because money gives the false belief, a sense of that you can do anything, that you can get anything, or you can get anything done. If you have that, if you have sufficient wealth. Basically, the belief is that, that for everything there is a price. There is a cost. Everything is transactional. You want it, give it, get it. You want the law broken, give it, get it. You want to circumvent something, give it, get it. Get it done. There are people to do it. There are ways to do it. So the world believes and thrives that money can overcome anything. Money is ultimate. What an invitation of God to us to open our eyes to this amazing fact that money fails. I mean, it's there. I'm not saying anything, friend. Don't get me wrong. Jesus is telling us when money fails. I did a word study of that passage. I looked at BibleHub.com. I say this often. BibleHub.com is a good resource for students of the word. I keyed in the V and verse and looked at parallel passages, various versions. It gives 46 versions of that verse. Luke chapter 16, verse 9. You can do the same. And you can do a study of every verse. Here's what I found. Out of 46 versions, 45 versions says when money fails. These are all translated by different teams all over the world over centuries. Okay? And they all agree on interpreting Jesus' word from Greek, Aramaic, to this as for when. Only when. One version says whenever. So one out of 46 says whenever. Even that means whenever. Even if you want to take that lightly, set it aside. 45 versions out of 46 New Testaments, different versions, says When? Not if it fails. If ever it fails, nowhere. When it fails, that means certainty it will fail. Not only money fails, when medicine fails, right? When relationships fail, when what you're trusting on, your employment fails, your skill fails, your talent fails. Everybody wants to increase talent and increase skills, increase things, but there is an end to that also. Nobody talks about that, right? Nobody prepares you ahead. I'm saying here is God Himself opening our eyes. Yes, you need skills and talents and abilities. Not bad at all. Sons and daughters of the king like Daniel and Joseph should shine. But what is God is saying, what has been given to you, but someday it will run its course and use what you have to transfer this ability from here to there. That's what it's all it's saying. When it fails, be so smart that you have used it when it did not fail, when it was still available, pliable, when it was still in your hand to influence the outcome of the season when it fails. It's not failed yet for you. Health fails, right? Best of fit people. Health fails, my friend. When you're healthy, prepare for the season when it fails. Everything you can just suppose you can actually do many, many studies with this. Apply it. That way we put ourselves from the broad road that we unwittingly have chosen and moves ourselves into the narrow street, narrow pathway that heaven is saying is the right pathway. Use what you have. Use what you have. When money fails, when wealth fails, the whole push of Jesus here is move it to that they would receive you, because you need to be received there. Your money cannot take you there. Your influence cannot take you there. You need to be received there. You have no right to be there, but you can be received there. Use what has been given in the now. Let's go back to COVID. Many, many, all of us know people who died, who should not have died. What about their thought? If they were to speak to us this morning, what will they say? They'll say, it was sudden. I did not think my doctor would fail. I did not think that money could not help me. Okay, what then? What then of it? If I had known money will fail me, that the best insurance will fail me, best of doctor that I've surrounded myself will fail me, I would have done life different. I thought I had more time. I thought I had more rope. I thought I had more leeway. I thought I had more. Ask anybody, driver having an accident on the car, on the highway, will say, I thought there was space. I thought I could stop. Many, many ways. People think that they have it, what it takes. You are placed in the marketplace to open their eyes to a world that absolutely teaches money is all that matters. All that matters is money. All that matters is wealth, no matter what. Cut right, left, and center so you can climb. To teach them that money fails. prepare my friend for a season where money will not be able to be of any help. Prepare for it now. Prepare for it now, here and now. There's no preparation there. After it fails, there's nothing anyone can do. A famous example is Alexander. Before Christ, about 323, before Christ is when he died, came always almost to India, Punjab. And when he died, on the way back to Greece, he dies in Persia from fever. And his command to his team was, the pall bearers, which is the bearers of his body, coffin, in his funeral, should be his doctors. Why doctors? And he thought about it. Why doctors made to take the dead body of their prized emperor? He's telling the world, my doctors were useless. Useful to a point, beyond this point, they did not. Medicine failed, basically saying. The best of doctors I have failed. They failed me. They could not cure what I had. Let the world know that. And he said, let the path the body is being taken be strewn with jewels, wealth that he had amassed, that he had made, wealth he had accumulated. Basically saying, what is he saying? Wealth failed me too. Doctors failed me. Wealth has failed me. I've left it all behind. Useless. And thirdly, let my hands be empty, hanging out. Let my hands be empty, hanging outside the coffin. So those on the side will know I'm not carrying anything with me. I'm not taking anything with me. What an amazing reminder from that far away. An emperor, a warrior. I mean, let me give you another example. Say you're on a plane to China. Okay? You're on a plane to China or to Europe. And the group is getting ready. The entire plane is a tour. It's a tour group, and you're part of the tour group. You know the people. Everybody knows. Okay, 300 people going to Europe. And you're seeing them pack their handbags. They're taking Indian rupees, you know, putting that into their passport folder, into their handbags, into their purses, into their wallets. They're taking, you know, swatch and watch of Indian currency and stuffing it in so they can use it for the month-long trip to Europe. But you went to Thomas Cook and bought euros. Your hand, your wallet is full of euros, 50 euros and 100 euros, as much as you and your family needs. You have euros. Because you know, there they do not take rupees. Imagine you keeping quiet. This is your team, okay? Your friends, your cousins, your neighbors, your church people. Shouldn't you tell them, hey, you need to transfer this to a currency that is accepted there. You'll be disappointed there. You'll not be able to spend money there, the money that you are bringing. You'll have needs there. That's basically what Jesus is trying to flag you and me. Find ways to transfer this wealth to count there. That's what he's saying. A time when this will fail, they'll only permit euros there. Even immigration may take away. Okay? You're bringing a wrong currency here. Only our currency is permitted. What a tragedy for you and I to be silent. You should be screaming your throat out that, my friend, what you're relying on is going to crumble. That is the call of God on you today. That wealth will fail, money will fail, health will fail. People are relying on. I know one family with one child. Built their whole life around that boy. Got a job in one city. They bought an apartment for him. He moved to another city. They let that out on rent and bought another independent house now for him. Bangalore. This time. They dream they could live with him, right? As soon as they mentioned that, the boy left for California. Both the houses are now being rented by somebody else. They're crumpled and crumbled people. Sit with them for 10 minutes. Out comes their grief. Their sorrow is written on their face. And they let it out in 10 minutes. We waste our whole life. In a sense, their family has crumbled. Their faith was on this one child. See, there's nobody talking about this, right? Doing things for the son is not bad at all. But to think that that is going to be their future, that is their hope. So many people around you believing the lie of the enemy, lie of the world, that it's money, with that you can conquer everything. No, my friend. No. And God is asking you, as business people, as professionals, you see things before anybody else, right? Even before a highway comes, you anticipate a highway will come here. City is growing. It's going to be big. I'm going to buy land 10 kilometers out. That's how you think. You're a business person. So Jesus is appealing to you as a business person with a foresight, a farsight. If you can think of property that far out, if you can think the value increasing for this business, for this product, for this profession far out, why don't you also extend that a little further and think and realize that money will fail, wealth will fail. In fact, everything is going to fail. Why don't you yourself first learn to move it from here to there, so they receive you and then begin to share to others. This fails. This fails. This too will fail. That will fail. That also. But there is a way. There is a way. You can transfer it. That is the call of every marketplace, ministry person. I want to challenge you this morning. I want to challenge you this morning. It seems a no-brainer. If you want to, you can set your heart on this one thing. Fix it in your mind. Jesus is asking us to fix it. Whatever, you may have the best employee. Tell yourself, he'll fail one day. You may have the best run in your business. Tell yourself, it may not last. That's how people prepare, right? For a rainy day. But this is more than a rainy day. At least after the rainy day comes the sunny day. There is no second round here, my friend. How much more should you and me prepare the ahead, the road ahead, the journey ahead, for life ahead? Moving wealth from here to there. Look at this. With these eyes, look at the Beatitudes. Look at the Sermon on the Mount, which is the constitution for the Christian chart. It's called the Christian constitution or the Christian charter, right? The heart of God poured out. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Inherit the kingdom of God. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Moving from here to there. I want to challenge you. Look at this passage. I'm not doing an exegesis on that passage today, as you can see. But even the heart of God is, use that man. Why is he applauding him? He used unrighteous wealth so he could be received. Don't get lost in the, oh, is that right, or wrong. Don't get lost. What Jesus is trying to tell you, it will fail. Prepare for the time when it fails. Ahead. Shall we pray? Jesus, mortal people thinking mortality and limitedness most of the time. But by your grace, we think of eternity and life ever after. Help us to go beyond our mindset of the world, which is still corrupted and entrenched within us. Move us to the place where we absolutely believe this fails, that what has been given is only for a season. It will be removed. Our position will be removed. Our authority will be removed. Our influence will end suddenly or wane gradually. Wealth will fail. Health will fail. The best of friendships will fail. But use it while we have, so that we are received into the eternal kingdom. Help us to move the influence and the wealth and all of that. Help us to think, transfer, so that, like that plane analogy, we are not selfish, but help others to also prepare the transition of a new nation, a new set of rules, a new game. Grant us audience, grant us favor even today. to digest this fact that what we have, what the world has taught us, will is absolute. Help us to remember and never forget this face. Everything that man has created is within it. There is an inbuilt self-destruct. It ends. And your word that you said is so true. Jeremiah 10:11. Thus you shall say to them, the gods that did not create the heavens and the earth will perish from under the heavens and from the earth. Thus saith the Lord. Help us to remember every false gods of the world have their inbuilt decay set into it. It'll all crumble. Only you, only true riches, which is you, Lord Jesus, and what you have for us. Help us to be wise. Help us to be truly far thinkers, foresighted, that we think beyond the earth's thinking, worldly thinking, beyond the economy of the world. We'll be able to think eternity economy, where it is not a bartering system. It is unmerited grace. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.